I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It is 55 degrees.
Crash on the 21st South Freeway in West Valley. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has announced 8 new temples that will be built around the world, including one here in Utah.
Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mark Juke, who has more on the 8 locations.
Syracuse, Utah, Tallahassee, Florida, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Argentina, the Congo, Nigeria, Dubai, and Shanghai, China were named as sites for new temples by Church President Russell M. Nelson during this weekend's general conference. The Syracuse Temple will be Utah's 24th. The temple in Dubai will be the first to be built in the Middle East.
It was pointed out during this weekend's conference that 95% of the church's existing temples have been dedicated during President Nelson's lifetime.
I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Surprise and tears of joy in the city's getting a new temple. The Deseret News reached members in Syracuse, Utah, who never thought they'd get a temple because Layton is getting one nearby. Pittsburgh Saints as well say a temple will be such a blessing for that part of the state. It's the second in Pennsylvania. Since 2017, the church has announced 6 other temples in Utah, and President Nelson has announced 43 worldwide since becoming president of the church. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Church President Russell M. Nelson calling on people worldwide now to fast again for relief from COVID-19.
I invite all, including those not of our faith, to fast and pray on Good Friday, April 10th, that the present pandemic may be controlled, caregivers protected, the economy strengthened, and life normalized.
President Nelson also previously called for a day of fasting for relief from the pandemic late last month.
The nation's top doctor issues a dire warning.
KSL's top national stories now. Back to Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Tim, Surgeon General Jerome Adams warns the worst of the coronavirus pandemic is coming as soon as this week, telling Fox News.
This is going to be our Pearl Harbor moment, our 9/11 moment, only it's not going to be localized. It's going to be happening all over the country.
Deaths from COVID-19 now surpassing 10,000 in the U.S. The Pentagon orders all military to cover their faces. Anyone going on base or any military property must do the same. Defense Secretary Mark Esper tells ABC News they're not handing out surgical-style masks.
No, we are going to move toward face coverings.
He says homemade masks or scarves will do. New York Times reports the captain of the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt tests positive for coronavirus. Captain Brett Crozier began showing symptoms just as the Navy relieved him of duties. He was ousted for publicizing his request to remove the crew from the carrier due to coronavirus. The 5,000 sailors now ashore in Guam. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. Wisconsin goes on with tomorrow's primary election as scheduled after a federal judge refused to move it to mail-only ballots. State Senator Tim Carpenter fears coronavirus will spread.
A lot of people potentially could be hurt and could die from this.
The majority Republican legislature refused to change the election during a special session. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
We're learning more about how some THC-laced candy ended up in the hands of children after a distribution from a food bank. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with the latest, Mark.
Well, Amanda Roy, police now tell us that 5 kids ate that candy, 2 of them sick enough to go to the hospital, and now the investigation is on into exactly who might have donated that candy to a food bank that handed them out to families. Sergeant Matthew Gwynn says they don't believe the donation was intentional, but they are still working to see exactly where it came from.
Whoever gave it to the food bank had no idea what was actually in the box.
The company that makes Nerd Ropes candy says the THC-laced product is not anything they manufacture or distribute. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.